Everyone, it's time for another quick update this week. Now this week, we're switching things up just a little bit. After I give a brief update on the successful first weekend of the Canadian screening of Unplanned and share a little bit about my colleague Andre's blog post about a Canadian pastor who was arrested for preaching, then we're going to have a bit of a longer discussion with Tabitha about a book that the ARPA staff has just finished up. So first off, the movie Unplanned is in theaters across Canada this week, in spite of strong and negative reactions from those in the secular media, as well as from people inside the Prime Minister's office. The initial reports are that this film is selling out in nearly every location that Unplanned is being shown. Now, one thing is certain, the film has more Canadians talking about abortion and preborn human rights in this country, and that is a good thing. Second, a number of weeks ago, Pastor David Lynn was arrested preaching on the streets of Toronto. Director of Law and Policy Andre Schouten wrote a blog post about the issue that we released on our website. Now, Andre is away this week, but I want to quote a little bit from the introduction for a moment. So Andre writes this. Now, I'll be honest, the first time I read about this, I thought to myself, here we go again, another person who calls himself a Christian ranting belligerently about homosexuality. But then I watched the entire live stream video of the event and discovered that Pastor Lynn's message was focused on God's love and forgiveness for all who turn to him and not about sexuality and sexual conduct. Andre concludes, the failure of the crowd to ever engage Pastor Lynn on his question to them, can you accept me as a Christian? And their virulent opposition to Lynn's simple message shows that there is something deeper going on here. Now you can read more at this link right here. Next up, throughout the year, the ARPA staff does a book study together, meeting every Monday for a discussion, and it's wonderful to be able to work for a Christian organization and work through a piece of literature together in this way. Now, this past week, we finished up our most recent book called The Christian Family by Herman Bovic. Tabitha joins us now to share a few reflections on how this book impacted us as we worked through it.
So we've just finished reading The Christian Family by Herman Bavinck. Now Herman Bavinck was a Dutch Reformed theologian. He was a contemporary of Abraham Kuyper, writing there in the Netherlands. This book was published in 1908, and it talks about the Christian family from a sort of the background of what is the theology behind the family, as well as some application. And it's got quite a few really interesting things. One of the things that I love that Bavinck does is he talks about how God created humankind, male and female, and that being each one reflecting who God is, even in their differences. And then them coming together and those two becoming one, and that two in oneness sort of being God's design for humanity was never that they be merely isolated individuals, but that they come together into community. And then as the marriage progresses and as you introduce children, you get even more diversity in what Bavinck describes as the three in oneness. Again, a very obvious reflection of who God is in the Trinity, with the three persons being one God, and that being reflected in who we are as a family and as humans in that family. And he talks about nurturing children. And one of the points that he makes that I really thought was very beautiful was the fact that from our very moment of existence, from our conception, we are never merely isolated individuals. We are dependent on our mothers, in her body even, and that we come into this community that already existed, both in our families and in our broader culture. And we grow up in that. And this idea, I find that really interesting because we have a stream through our culture right now that treats us as if we're isolated individuals, purely autonomous when we're alone. And what Bavinck points out is that we never are that way, and that it's actually God's good design that we make decisions for our lives in the communities that we grow up in. So, highly recommend it. It's not a long read. I think it's a very good read. I recommend picking it up, and would be interested to hearing what you all think. And I hope you enjoyed that explanation of Bavinck's The Christian Family.
Thanks so much, Tabitha. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you for another episode next week.